Many analysts say you can look at a calendar and almost predict the next crisis between Russia and Ukraine. If it is January, there is a good chance you will see both countries embroiled in a dispute over the delivery of natural gas. On January 1st, Russia stopped selling gas to Ukraine over a price dispute. It then accused Ukraine of siphoning off natural gas bound for Europe and turned off the taps entirely on January 7th. Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko dismissed Moscow's claims. The dispute was finally settled January 19th, but not before gas supplies to 18 European countries were severely disrupted during one of the coldest winters in years. Europe receives about a quarter of its natural gas from Gazprom, the Russian gas monopoly. 80% of the gas it ships west passes through the same pipelines that supply Ukraine. Countries such as Finland, Hungary, Slovakia, Macedonia, Bulgaria, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia were severely affected, since they rely on Russia for nearly all their gas. The first crisis pitting Ukraine and Russia over deliveries of natural gas occurred in January 2006. At that time, the disruptions to Europe were minimal, and the dispute was settled in 3 days. Katinka Barish from the London-based Center for European Reform says the political climate was different 3 years ago.
In 2006, when the Russians first cut off the gas to Ukraine, the Europeans almost automatically blamed the Russians. The Orange Revolution, the Democratic Revolution in Ukraine, was still relatively fresh in our memories. The leadership that came out of that Orange Revolution with President Yushchenko and Prime Minister Tymoshenko had the goodwill of the Europeans because they were seen as sort of pro-democratic forces that would take the country into the right direction.
But Barish says that did not happen.
In the last 3 years, these political leaders have turned out to be a squabbling and self-serving lot that haven't actually done very much for the good of the country. It seems sometimes that they only exist for their own good. Sort of murky stories have emerged with Ukrainian politicians having close links to oligarchs who themselves benefit from the gas trade. So because Ukraine hasn't made much headway, it has kind of lost the goodwill of the Europeans. So automatically, no longer the blame goes to Russia alone. The Europeans initially sat back and said, that, you know, go sort it out. That's not our problem. Then as the gas got shut off, they were knocking heads together, but they weren't automatically saying it's the Russians' fault. Neither country has any credibility at the moment.
Robert Legvold from Columbia University says even in Soviet times, gas deliveries were on time.
Historically, first the Soviets and then subsequently the Russians have said we've always historically, back to Cold War days, been reliable suppliers. And for the most part, the Europeans bought that argument, even during difficult moments like the Afghan War in the Soviet period, post-79, the gas flowed reliably. Now suddenly in this new period, in three different instances, oil with Belarus and twice now gas with the Ukrainians, things get cut off.
In this latest crisis, Ukraine and Russia reached a pricing agreement good for 10 years. Officials from both countries said that pact shows Moscow and Kiev can be reliable gas suppliers for a long period of time. But many analysts, including Marshall Goldman from Harvard University, express doubt.
If you've got leaders who are antagonistic to each other and want to prove a point, then there's no guarantee that it will be observed and that there won't be similar problems in the future. I would be surprised if for the next 10 years there is no tension and that everything is worked out harmoniously.
Goldman and others say this latest crisis proves how important it is for Europe to reduce its dependence on natural gas supplies from Russia. Analysts say it is essential for Europe to find alternative sources of energy as quickly as possible. Andrei Deneshner, VOA News, Washington.